Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. The Palestinians are packaging terror as a propaganda ploy. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
To find out what the Palestinian people are saying about the barrage of mortars that were lobbed out of the Gaza Strip over into Israel proper. What are the Palestinians saying about it in the media?
They're saying that it was in response to Israel's response. They always try to present themselves as victims. So they tried to send terrorists into Israel across the fence in Gaza. Israel was forced to shoot a large number of them. Almost all of them, in fact, were terrorists. And they then claimed that they were responding to that. Let me just tell you what they were really doing. We have found that both Hamas and Fatah, the Palestinian Authority leadership, whenever they're very low in the polls, they start some kind of conflict with Israel. So what Hamas did here was they have been very low in the polls. And with the people suffering and with Hamas popularity very low, Hamas decided they had to attack Israel. And I'm telling you that the real reason for this attack was just to gain popularity and to gain prominence amongst the Palestinian population.
Is this an extension of that? What is it?
The March of Return, even the expression, was really a camouflage for their attempt to create terror against Israel. They were hoping to get a few terrorists to get into Israel to commit some kind of a terror attack where Israelis would be killed, where civilians would be killed. And that's why they sent hundreds and even thousands of people all along the Gaza Strip to try to break down the fences and to cut the fences and get into Israel. It's a packaging. The name was a PR stunt, and they packaged terror under nice terms like the March of Return. Israel has been isolated internationally. The press has played along, tragically, the press has played along with Hamas, has made it seem like Israel just attacked innocent civilians and shot innocent civilians. So Hamas has succeeded. Both internally, they've created popularity for themselves, and internationally, they have put Israel in the spotlight as if we are killing civilians. And I'm telling you, I'm hearing that not just from the media, but from uninformed Americans.
Itamar Marcus explaining how the Palestinians are packaging terror as a propaganda ploy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. In Bible prophecy, the ancient Jewish prophets foretold of a time in history when the Palestinian people would return to the world scene to kill the Jews and steal their land. That's revealed in Malachi chapter 1, where the prophet says the return of the descendants of Esau will take place. That would be the Palestinian people of today. Ezekiel wrote some 2,500 years ago that these same people, the Palestinians, would kill the Jews and then steal their land. This prophetic scenario is being played out today in the Palestinian packaging of terror. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...